What's the craziest thing an ex ever tried to do to win you back? So, Kelly got married after an ex tried to win her back. It worked. I've never had that happen to me before.
Well, it was just, it wasn't really even crazy. It was just big conversation at McDonald's.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes that works, right?
Yes.
Got a message from Guyana who said, my ex showed up with my name tattooed on his neck. I did not take him back.
Oh, wow.
Holy cow.
Oh, that went hard in the paint.
That did go hard in the paint.
No bucket.
No bucket for sure. It. Sandra said, sent me $700 on Venmo out of nowhere, LMAO. Wish he'd sent more, TBH. Are you kidding me?
That's a nice bonus, though.
Was like, hey.
Is that a little breakup bonus?
Here you go. Here's $700. What do you think now? I'm rich. What do you think now?
Great. Thanks for the money, but I don't want you back.
Dana messaged and said, stood outside of my friend's house and sang truly, madly, deeply that I hate I might add, with his sister's ukulele.
Oh, no.
It didn't work.
That is a much better song choice than mine.
I Can't Make You Love Me, Bonnie Raitt.
Bonnie Raitt.
Yeah. Daniel.
Hey, so I have a story about the craziest thing an ex did to try to win someone back, and I was the crazy ex.
Oh, wow. A first-hand account. I'm excited to hear this.
All right, so I was at the bar where my ex worked and had a few cocktails and sent a text to my ex and said, man, can I sleep next to you tonight? And the text I received back was, the answer to that. So me, all excited in my drunken stupor, rushed over to my ex's house and climbed up a tree to their second floor apartment, which I had done prior to get in through the open door, the open patio door, and thinking he'd be joining me later in the evening.
Right.
I wake up alone, and then I walked out to the living room where my ex was on the couch. And I said, baby, why didn't you join me? And then they said, I think you misinterpreted my text.
Yeah.
And I froze, realizing that the answer to my question was, no, we're broken up. You cannot come with me. I was mortified.
So it didn't work.
It didn't work at all.
Oh,
Daniel, I'm glad that you can laugh about it now.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah. I'm just going to climb up this tree, break into his apartment. Holy crap, that's funny.
Well, he's lucky his ex didn't call the cops.
Right?
Yeah. That's good.
Renee.
We went to court to get a divorce. And he told the judge that I was pregnant and wanted a reconciliation.
And you weren't any of that, right?
No, I was not. I actually pulled my pants down to show the judge the scar where I had my tooth tied.
Oh, my God. Were you held in contempt because you're pulling your pants down? My gosh.
No.
Okay, good.
That is good. So I'm assuming it didn't work to get you back.
No, it didn't. No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. Renee, appreciate you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Got a text.
I mean, she had to enter in her evidence, right? That was evidence in court.
Look, judge.
I have a tube size lion.
Judge is like, pull him up. We believe you. Thank you. We believe you.
That's so great.
Kim texted in and said he propositioned me for a night at the hotel and Indy's chicken for one night of, quote, closure. I'll tell you, you might have had me at the Indy's chicken. Might have had me at that.
That was a strong move, but I like that he was acknowledging, listen, I understand it's not going farther,
so
just one more go around.
With a bucket, with some of that delicious fried chicken.
Some tasty chicken, and just one more time.
Oh, my gosh. All right. These are good. Well, thank you for that. Sometimes we don't think straight, when we are now suddenly faced with being alone.
Did you notice the theme? Not one of them
worked. Not one of them worked.